We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Michael Irvin Report is brought to you by New York Community Bank, online at mynycb.com and Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Visit them at securitydodge.com. Here he is, the playmaker.
Number 88.
The Hall of Famer.
Indeed.
Michael Irvin. Michael, how you been?
Hi, Michael.
Man, it's so good to be back on with you guys, man. It's so good to be talking to you guys. And yes, I must admit, it is great after the Cowboys win over the Giants. We'll get to that. We'll get to all of that. But just after all I've been through this offseason, it's good to be back to a locker room that I call home with my boys, Evan and Joe. I'm just glad God got me here still. That's all I want to put that out there.
And we're happy to, and we're always happy to have you. You know that. There's no doubt. And let's go right to the Giant Cowboy game because let's go right there. I got to tell you this. Obviously the Giant offense was a disaster in that game. There's no doubt. But I was most impressed by the quarterback, Prescott. I mean, I thought he played a tremendous game on Sunday night. Let's start with that, Mike.
And he did, and I talked about this during our show, that they were not going to do some of the things they did last year. You saw what the Cowboys did. They came out in a hurry-up offense, quick passing game, and they kept that defense on the field. They wore them down. They wore them down. You know, you guys know, this soft training camp these guys have now, I mean, it's Club Med. That's what training camp is.
Right,
it's Club
right.
Med. So if you're smart, and that was a smart play and a smart decision by the Cowboys, you're smart. You go in and you know that because that offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys and that defensive line of the Giants, that's strength on strength. That's strength on strength. So they rushed that offense, and they wore down that defense. I thought it was very smart on their part.
You know, I look at this defense, and look, Sean Lee's a tremendous player when he's out there. It is amazing how Coach Marinelli gets so much out of the talent on defense. They did a hell of a job, and I get it, the Giant offensive line stinks. We understand that. But they lose Orlando Scandrick in this game. He's hurt. There's so many questions at corner. Your thoughts on what Marinelli is able to do with this defense? They always seem to be better than the individual parts that they have.
Yeah, he does a great job with that, and I agree. You know, he gets those young guys, and he gets them running hard to the ball, and I like that. I like that. But I want us also, because I'm getting a lot of these guys. I'm getting a whole lot of it. Every time I turn on the TV, I get it. Every time I see somebody talking about the Giants, I get it. And everybody's talking about that offensive line. And just like it's the most horrific offensive line that they've seen in a long time in the National Football League. And that's not the case. That's not the case. What y'all don't want to talk about is Eli was missing people.
He was.
He was just missing people. And I don't know why we pass right by Eli all the time trying to put it on everybody else. Brandon Marshall ain't the same guy. Brandon Marshall couldn't get that ball. Eli threw it behind him. He threw it when he had the wide open down the left sideline. The ball was 2 or 4 out in front of him. We talk about everybody except Eli. Eli's made some great plays. But those times, what I saw Sunday was on Eli more than anybody else.
You know, I want to go back to what you said because, you know, talking about the offensive lines, because Evan and I have talked about this all week long. There is a lot of bad offensive lines in the NFL. I mean, you look at the Seahawks. You look at even with the Packers on Sunday. You know, you mentioned the Giants. Houston's offensive line without Brown was abysmal. There is a lot of bad offensive lines in the NFL right now, Mike.
There is a lot of bad offensive line. What makes it bad with the Giants? And that's more worse than anywhere else, if I can say that. That's the correct way of saying it. Is these guys, some other places, they're putting the offensive lines together. The Giants drafted these guys.
Right, right.
And used some pretty high draft choices on them. You know what I'm saying? So you expect, okay, we're going to draft and maybe you fall into what the Cowboys have because they've pointed out and drafted and everything. So that's what makes it frustrating. But yeah, it is. It is, and that's why in this league, what we're seeing is we give up accuracy for mobility. Because right now, defensive linemen and defensive ends, they're so fast, and like we're talking about, offensive linemen are not what they used to be. You can't get the quarterback that just sits back there anymore. You need a dude that can move so he can buy you some time.
I think that's where, and it happened with Tom Savage, where Bill O'Brien had to get him out of the game. I mean, Tom Savage had no shot, and he's also not exactly a mobile guy. Deshaun Watson gives you a better shot. Eli is obviously not a mobile guy. So, you know, when Seattle's offensive line is bad, a guy like Russell Wilson can still escape and make a play because he's got the legs to survive. Eli doesn't have a shot. I mean, if he's not going to be protected, he's got nowhere to go.
And you saw, not just over there, you also saw it with the Greek New England Patriots. You know, Tom Brady's usually getting rid of that ball real quick. And that helps that offensive line. Now there's no Julian Edelman, so he can't just drop back three steps, five steps, seven, and let that ball go to Julian Edelman on time. And now he's holding the ball. And he looked like, ooh, what was that? Was that Tom Brady? You know what I'm saying? It is incredible. Now, I will say this, though, because as I saw that in week one, and I was thinking about it, and then came on that Green Bay game, and I'm watching Aaron Rodgers, I'm thinking, I'm like, this dude here is just, this dude ought to be illegal.
They ought to just, he's that good.
They need the police need to go out there and just pass out tickets to him. Talking about, that's illegal. You can't do that again. That's illegal. You can't do that again. This dude was jumping up. He was throwing that ball over every platform, any kind of way he can throw it, and is always dead on point. I mean, it's just a phenomenal thing to watch. If you love the game and you watch it, it's a phenomenal thing to watch. When we give up accuracy for mobility, and then we meet this guy that's at the apex of his game where he's mobile, inaccurate, no matter where he's throwing from, it really is phenomenal.
You know, I was talking to the great Michael Irvin. I was very, and I've never been a big fan of this guy, Michael, but I was very impressed on Monday night watching Sam Bradford. I mean, he looked like a different guy. He was getting time to throw. He made some tremendous throws the entire night long. I mean, he was just dead on Monday night. How about Bradford, and how about the Vikings?
I was totally shocked with what I saw offensively out of the Vikings. Totally shocked. With Bradford, not shocked with Devin Cook. I knew this boy was bad.
Right, right, right.
I promise you, and I get back to Bradford, but I've been asking people. No, let's talk Bradford first, then we'll go to Devin Cook, because that's a juicier conversation. And watching Bradford, I always thought that even when he was coming out, I said, man, he has some Troy Aikman in him. You know what I mean? He stands back in that pocket, and he let that ball go, and he's very accurate with the ball. You know, he's really good with it. But he has so much time. And those receivers were running so wide open. You know, now Phelan was, number 19 was. Now Stephon Diggs, that boy played.
He was tremendous.
I'm in the S column. Y'all had me in the S column, but I want to move to another S column. We had him in. Boy, he was surprised last year's a surprise. Watching him do some of the things, we were surprised with him. Now he's a star, superstar. He's in that superstar cat. The way he played the other day, if they can keep that connection with him and Sam Bradford and that offense keep doing what they're doing, oh, my God. And Devin Cook, I didn't understand why this guy fell to the second round. And I've been asking around. And people are trying to say that he has some off-the-field issues, you know. Maybe some of the people he hung around, some of his friends that some of the people he hung around. I said, dude grew up in Miami. In the hellhole of Miami. You better believe some of his friends are those people you don't want him around. But don't fault him for it. Bless him for getting out.
Right.
He was in a hellhole, and he got out, and you're going to put that a strike against him because some of the people that was his friend when he was in that were his friends when he was in the hellhole. That's the kind of thing that gets on me. You know what I mean? Don't measure the man, but measure him by what he's done, from where he's come from. You know he has fight in him, and now you got that fight on the field. I really thought. That he should have been the second back taken in the draft. You know, I understand why you take Leonard Fournette. You get that size and that speed, you got to take him. But I thought Devin Cook was right after that.
Well, it all benefits Minnesota right now, that's for sure. We're talking to Michael Irvin I think Thursday night's game is very intriguing because you have two teams that had brutal week ones and better win this game because the Texans go to New England next week. Good luck with that. And the Bengals go to Green Bay. So basically, you better win this football game or there's a really good chance you're 0-3. Which of these two teams are you more concerned about after what we saw in week one?
More concerned about Cincinnati just because that was what it was. You know, Cincinnati, you got Andy Dalton back, you got A.J. Green back healthy. You were supposed to be taking a move and making a step here. Now, so I'm more concerned about that. And just the way the offense played, I can understand Texans having some issues on offense. I mean, you know, you're still trying to get Deshaun Watson right. He's just a young dude. And you tried to placate it with Savage, you know, and darn well, Savage is Savage. He's not Savage. He just, you know, he's okay. And so I understand that. Now, I was surprised with Houston's defense, you know, with the way they play. But the way I chalk that up, dude, I'm telling you, man, it's hard. It's hard to have gone through what those guys have gone through the last couple weeks in Houston and seeing their families suffer like they were suffering. And you would like to think, oh, man, I'm going to go out here and put on a show for them. But really, you're probably mentally exhausted, mentally drained. You know what I mean? It's just hard to refocus and get back to playing very, very good football. You wanted to do it emotionally, but you just were not there mentally. And so I kind of said that's why I go to Cincinnati. I'm more concerned with Cincinnati than what Houston had dealt with because of all the things that they dealt with.
All right, now I want you to humor me for a second, Mike, and I want you to tell me how it would be somehow possible, besides divine intervention, that the Jets could actually play a competitive game Sunday in Oakland.
Oh. Hey, bro.
Oh, the pain.
It's not often that I just got a, I don't know what to say to that. I just don't know, man. I don't know how to give you an answer to that, man. Without feeling like I'm cheating and being derelict of duty here. I just don't understand how I can make that right. Because, I got Oakland in the Super Bowl. You know, I know Oakland, you don't want to come off a big win against Tennessee and then come and let the Jets sneak up on you like this, you know. So that's a good question, man. You guys figure that answer out and text it to me.
Figure it out. Here's the way I got to figure it out. The Raiders don't show up to the stadium. That's the only way.
In this sub-note, man, is there something? How is it, man? How are you, all you Jet fans? You guys, do you believe that they're tanking this season, or do you think that they're just, you know, they're giving the young guys some opportunities to get on the
They're tanking.
Management is tanking.
Not the players.
No, management is tanking, of course.
By putting all the young guys on the field.
Yep.
Yeah, and because they realize long-term, and they better get it right, that they want the number one overall pick. They want their choice of the young quarterbacks. And that's their plan. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know how long it's going to take for this team to be competitive, but they're just far inferior. I mean, they're inferior against the Buffalo Bills. Now they're facing a team, like you said, Mike, you think they can be a Super Bowl team.
Yep.
Talent-wise, they're heads and shoulders above the Jets.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But you know what I always say? We get people always talking about, like, we want the first pick, You get the first pick, but you still got to develop him.
Of course.
You know what I mean? You still got to put the right people around him to develop
sure.
him. You know, look at Sean McVay. Jared Goff looked much better under Sean McVay than he looked under Jeff Fisher. You know?
Sure did.
Yeah, of course.
And I always say this. If I'm going to put a first pick on a quarterback, I want my head coach to be an offensive head coach. Because
that is
true. I want the quarterback to feel like he has total reign.
Right,
that you know, whatever he's going through with the head coach is what the team is going to deal with. You know, when it's a defensive head coach, You know, those guys went with their defense. That's what they are. That's why they hired. That's why they were hired. And that's what they're going to focus on. And that's what the team rotates around. So let's watch how much better Jared Goff does over with McVay than he did with Fisher. Now, Todd Bowles, the same situation. You go get that guy But you better bring in the right offensive coordinator.
No, new head coach.
No, it'll be a new head coach.
New head coach.
Don't worry.
Okay, and see, that's where I was going next. If he's not, if Todd Bowles is still there, and they bring in the great offensive coordinator, and he connects with the kid real well, and they start playing well, what do you think they're going to do then? Then they're going to get rid of Todd Bowles and make that offensive coordinator the head coach, like they did in Tampa. Like they, you know what I'm saying? Like they did in New York with the Giants. How you think those guys got the job? Because they were so good with the quarterback that they were like, we can't lose you as a coach. We even if we got to get rid of our head coach and make you the head coach, we got to keep you as a coach. That's what happened.
Michael, great stuff. Always great talking to my friend.
Mike, you know we love you. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. All right,
man. I appreciate you guys, man. Absolutely. We'll talk next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.